This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Wednesday, May 21st. Thank you guys for being here with us as we get ready to kick off the day. I'm only hearing things out of one channel in my ear. It's very weird.
I'm trying to see.
Let me adjust something. Okay, that's better. I don't know. I got this new headphone wire for my headphones, and I can't hear you right now, so if you're just speaking, I apologize.
Oh, no.
But I got a new headphone wire because my old one was, it was just too long, and it was, like, kinking up, and so this one was great because it was a lot shorter, and now I can't hear anything out of the right channel. It's so bizarre.
That's so whack.
Let me see. Say something.
You think you get something new, and then it doesn't work.
It was working perfectly yesterday and the day before. I don't know what's going on now. Maybe it's just the weird connection.
What about this part of the headphones on the ear?
Yeah, I did that part too. Yeah, it's
talking. Hi.
Now it's kind of just low.
Good morning.
But
good
at
morning.
Least it's there. It's anyway, first world problems. I'll survive.
We'll figure it out.
How you doing? How was your birthday?
Oh, my birthday was so special. You guys really made it so nice. And I was going through just all the things that you guys did for me yesterday, what my husband did, what my friends and family did. And I noticed something, and I sent a picture to you last night. And I went through, like, I opened my cards and I was reading them. But what the card that you got me was a cute little character, and it was of an Ewok. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so
at first I didn't think you knew what it was because you wrote something like, I got your card with a cute character on it. I'm like, oh, she doesn't know that's an Ewok. I was like, oh, shoot. I guess my Star Wars stuff extended into our universe she's not familiar with. I'm like, it's okay.
No, I knew what it was. I did because I just didn't literally look at it because I was so eager to read the card, right? So after showing James like everything I got, I showed him your card. He goes, what's that? And I'm looking at it more and I'm like, it's a cute little Ewok. And I'm like, oh my God, it's probably because she's referring to Momo, because Momo's a Shih Tzu and Shih Tzus look like Ewoks.
I just thought it was super cute at first. That's what attracted me to it. And then the more I looked at it, I'm like, this looks like your dog.
It looks exactly like until I did a side-by-side of the card, and then I did a side-by-side with Momo, and I swear to you, they look related.
Yeah, they totally do. I think that's Momo's lineage. He comes from a long line of Ewoks. Ewoks, and now here he is, 2025 Ewok, just running around.
Yeah, so thank you for making my birthday special.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and you guys went out to dinner, so
yes,
it was nice.
We went to sushi, and I just don't eat that much on the weekdays as far as dinners go. And I ate all-you-can-eat sushi, and I just feel a little funky this morning.
Oh, man, that'll do it to you.
Yeah, but I think I'll just need to keep going out throughout the day. Like, I feel a little stuffy right now. I don't know if it's me or if it was just dinner, and it'll just time will pass and I'll feel better. But,
yeah, well, hang in there. I know it's kind of like the birthday hangover. Like, all this amazing things, and then you were, like, so overwhelmed, and now you're like, oh, now my body just has to go back to being on just this regular level, not this high level.
Yeah, so it was a great day. How about your day yesterday?
It was good. It was a busy day from here. I went home for a little while, and then I had to host the TV show Las Vegas Now. I'm on my last few shows. I gave my notice almost a month ago. I just decided it was kind of time for me to take a little off of my plate. I had a lot going on, and I said this is a good time. I had a really good run, and so it's nice that I got to do it on my terms, and
nice.
And so I gave them, instead of a couple of weeks, I gave them a month, and so this yesterday was my third to last show. So third show, and then I have a show today, and then I have one show next week, and then I am gonna move on from that.
Wow.
So it was good. We had a good show yesterday. Came home, watched the Yankee game, watched the Dodger game, watched the Aces game. Lots of sports in my house. So this morning, though, I was so frustrated. I was getting dressed and I was putting on my makeup, and my makeup was just not laying right on my face. Like, ladies, I'm sure you can relate. Like, you know, sometimes, like, it would look just really dry on my face. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I started to, like, try to blend it in, and it was, like, pilling up. And so finally, I was just like, I am spending way too much time on this. So I just wiped all the makeup off of my face. And I was like, I gotta go. So I have like no makeup on. I brought my makeup bag. I'll put my makeup on later. I was just like, we're gonna fresh face it today.
Because love it.
I do not have the patience right now.
We love you with no makeup, with makeup, whatever you decide to do. But I know what you mean. It's like, this is your routine. You put makeup on, and then all of a sudden your routine's broken. You're like, what?
I'm like, what is happening this morning? This makeup was fine yesterday. What is going on?
Your makeup.
Oh, I know. What is going on? It's only gonna go up from here.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. So yeah. We've got a lot going on the show this morning. 7:30, your tickets to Disneyland. We've got a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort with the Mega Minute. Also, Beat Mercedes, I was thinking about this last night. We're getting close to a $1,000 diamond pendant from Michael E. Bennett Diamond Jewelers. We're at 975. So at 7 o'clock, be listening for a Minden Wednesday. We are ready to go. See if you can guess the song faster than I can. So let's get things started this morning. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Carnival by Natalie Merchant?
Have I been wrong? Have I been wise to shut my eyes and play along? Hypnotized, paralyzed by what my eyes have found.
Do you want to hear Spiderwebs by No Doubt? Do you want to hear Try Again by Aaliyah? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can also vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
No, no, no.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever ordered food, Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever, only to find it hours later sitting on your doorstep like a sad, sad, forgotten puppy? So what happened to you?
So yesterday, it was my birthday, and I was getting surprises left and right. And usually after work, I'll eat my lunch and I'll take a nap, and that's just my usual routine. So yesterday, I wake up from my nap with tons of missed calls and text messages from one of my best friends. Her name's Alyssa. She doesn't live in the city. So she goes, trying to call me. I'm on do not disturb. She goes, girl, wake up. I'm like, what's going on? So I call her back. Nothing. She's in a meeting. I guess we're playing phone tag at this point. She's not telling me what's going on. So hours later, mind you, I wake up around 2 p.m. She finally hits me back at 5 p.m. goes, oh my God, did you go outside? I'm like, what? So I stepped outside, and in front of my door was a DoorDash of carne asada fries that have been sitting out for 4 hours.
Ew.
Ew to you, because I still ate the thing.
Girl, that's why your stomach hurts this morning. You're like, wow, I wonder why my stomach is bothering me. Because you ate 4-hour-old carne asada fries.
Look, I put it in the air fryer.
Oh, that's disgusting. You could get food poisoning. That's sick.
I didn't throw up. I wasn't on the toilet.
Not yet. Not yet.
So, well, with 4 hours, maybe lesson learned is maybe I'll never do that again. But it was so good, I will tell you.
Wow. I'm shocked. I would not have touched them. What have you ever had a food delivery fail where something went horribly wrong? We ordered, it was an Italian restaurant. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but it wasn't like a chain restaurant. It was like more of a mom pop Italian restaurant. So we get the order, and I'm going through it, and I, you know, here's the pasta, here's this, and then there's a tin foil thing. And so I open the tin foil, and it's bread that came with the meal. And I noticed one of the breadsticks, like half of it had bite marks in it.
What?
I'm like, okay, did our delivery driver just decide to take a bite of this breadstick? What is going on? So I didn't order the bread. It came with it. So I'm not about to like call and yell at the restaurant for my half-eaten breadstick. But then part of me was like, should I contact the company and let them know? What if it wasn't the driver? What if it was the person packing it and they decided they wanted a bite of the breadstick? Like, what am I supposed to do here? So I ended up just not complaining about it at all, threw it away. I definitely did not eat it, but it was so bizarre. they're like, don't mind if I do. Let me help myself.
Seriously.
I could never be a DoorDash driver, because if someone orders something with fries in it, I would be so tempted to take some, you know, just
that's
like
why
one.
They seal them. Mm-mm. Those type of things.
No, I would buy a bunch of stickers to reseal them. Let's talk to Aaron. Hey, Aaron, did you have a delivery nightmare?
Good morning. Yes. So my house has like two entrances. It's like a next gen. And my best friend was like, hey, did you ever get those cookies I delivered to you? And I was like, what cookies? They delivered them to the other side on my gate. And nobody ever goes over there. And they were 2 days old, but I ate one.
You guys and your old food. I love it. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, May 21st at 6:03. Thanks so much for being here. How you doing this morning? Coming off of your birthday, do you feel a year older?
I feel a day older. I don't know about I feel a year older.
you just moved on to the next year in your life. Like, how are you feeling? Are you having like any sort of like officially like feeling like you're aging out of one section of your life and moving into another? Are you feeling like, you know, an adult? How are you feeling?
You know what? Okay, now that I think about it, I am feeling a little older. Because don't they associate with older people getting crankier?
Oh, no. Are you getting cranky?
I think I'm getting crankier.
Oh, no.
And I think it's because I'm seeing things online, like these different trends. Why are they doing these type of things? I can't get behind these type of trends. And there's something going viral online where I couldn't imagine this. So, like, imagine on a Saturday morning, you want to go to your favorite coffee shop. And the big thing right now is for Gen Z is people are having these straight up like raves and DJ sets at coffee shops. So like I can't imagine Saturday morning, I want to go to my favorite coffee shop. It's jam packed. I hear DJ live music coming from down the street. I hear this. It's 9 a.m.
You're like, am I supposed to order my cold brew or am I supposed to drop it like it's hot? What am I supposed to do here?
Because I just want to get my coffee. I don't want to drop it like it's hot on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And it's jam-packed with these, like, you can't even move in these coffee shops with these DJ sets. So I can't get behind the trend of these coffee shops having full-on DJ sets. People are twerking in the middle of the baristas. The baristas can't, I can't even hear my barista say my name for my cold brew. So that is something, maybe I'm just getting older and maybe I'm just getting crankier, but I can't get behind.
Are they like mini raves in the coffee shops that
yes!
they're having?
Straight up, like you walk into these coffee shops, there is a line for either the DJ, like you want to dance by the DJ, or you're trying to get in line for coffee.
Is there something that you just are not understanding about the generation that is after your generation that you're just like, I don't get it. Like what is happening? Or that you feel like you're becoming a cranky old person because you don't get it. 702-364-9400. The one that gets me, and I've been getting this a lot lately, and it's not even from like the younger generation, it's from people our age, and it's like people that send voice memos instead of texting you. I am like, if I wanted to listen to a podcast, I would download a podcast. Like, what? And so I'm listening to this voice memo, and I like, look, don't get me wrong, I appreciate hearing the voice and the context, because sometimes context can be taken differently in a text. But I just keep getting all these voice memos instead of, hey, are you gonna meet us this weekend? I'd love to see you. And then they don't write back yes or no. It's, hey, I got your text.
Yes.
I am totally on the fence. I don't know if I want to go this way. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, just to tell me you're thinking about it. Like, this voice memo is 4 minutes long.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Have the time.
And do you feel like when someone sends you a voice memo that you have to feel obligated to send one back?
I used to do that, but I stopped because I felt like it encouraged it. And so now I only text back. I don't voice memo back.
Oh my God. If I wanted to listen to a voice memo, I would listen to a podcast. No offense.
Seriously. It's just, I don't know. And then the other one is the term bed rotting. My kids use that term all the time, and it just sounds so disgusting to me. It's like, what have you been doing for the last 2 hours? Bed rotting. Oh, okay.
Mine is big back.
Big back. It's have like, you heard that sound bite? The big back, big back.
No.
It's like to backpack from Dora the Explorer. Big back, big back.
Gen Z will turn anything into a TikTok with the words that they've been using.
Oh my gosh, it is so true. Well, you don't act like an old lady. Maybe you're starting to complain a little bit, but you're still young, so
thank you.
Enjoy. We have so much coming up on the show this morning. We've got your Disneyland tickets, 7:30 with the Mega Minute, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Tom Cruise, he can leap off buildings, he can hang from airplanes, but ask him about Father's Day, and he needs a stunt double. Wait until you hear how he handled a very personal question that left him a bit flustered. That is coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Tom Cruise is trending this morning. So he is an open book when it comes to movies. That is, during a recent interview with E, he was all smiles. The guy was talking stunts and action until The conversation took a sharp turn towards Father's Day. He was asked what his ideal Father's Day looks like. And Tom Cruise, he just stuck to the script. Here was the awkward interaction.
Father's Day is just around the corner. What would an ideal Father's Day look like for you?
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
What? Wait, did you hear the question correctly? What are you talking about?
Big adventure.
Even?
What did he say?
Father's Day is just around the corner. What would an ideal Father's Day look like for you?
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
Oh, so that moment was a little awkward. He clearly wasn't ready for a personal curveball. He didn't mention any of his three kids. He has two with Nicole Kidman and one with Katie Holmes. What do you think? Do you think that the interviewer crossed the line in asking a question like that? Because I think we've all kind of heard rumblings about him not being in his kids' life. Or was that like a gotcha, kind of like trying to dig the dirt? Is she doing her job? Kind of going there without directly asking them? Because I feel like that, look, as someone who will try to like, you want to get the... You want to get the big scoop, right? And I have like my little mental games that when we've had celebrities right. on, like, how do you pull that out of them without directly addressing it? So they bring it up. So I see what she was doing with that.
Me
she
too.
Wasn't going to go like, so are you still estranged from Suri Cruz? Like, what's going on with her? But she's like, what's Father's Day going to be like for you?
Whoa. And you can tell like in his voice, he was struggling to come up with an answer. He was like, hey,
just having fun, man.
Look, man, big adventure movies. Oh. And I think that's it's plain in sight for with that answer that he just has no relationship with his kids, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like that's the reality of the situation. But I guess you have to assume that when you're on a red carpet doing interviews, you got to be prepared for anything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he handled it the best way he could. I don't think she was overly intrusive in her question. I think it was just a general question, but I know what she was trying to do
yeah.
with it. She was definitely trying to get some sort of scoop with it. Meanwhile, Tom is all business. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, it hits theaters on Friday. Are you going to go see it?
I haven't seen any of the Mission Impossible.
Oh, you haven't?
No, but I know that he's incredible in the movie because I know he does his own stunts and stuff. But what about you?
Yeah, we're going on Sunday to see it. The first part I thought was amazing. I saw something really interesting about it because, yeah, he does do his own stunts. And they were talking about this one scene in the movie where he's in a plane and he was up there like... He was one of like two people up there. So he had to not only do his stunt where this plane was crashing, but he had to get the lighting correct. So he was the only one who could do this. So he had to work his lighting and he had to hit something to not record it like explode at the right
okay.
time. So he was like the production guy, the director, he was doing all of it in one scene. I'm like, man, this guy, he is dedicated to his craft.
He may not be a dedicated father, but he's a dedicated actor.
There you go. Mix 94.1. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, no. Take it out. Bless you.
Excuse me. I felt it coming right as the song was ending. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So this story, the internet, in one of those classic splits where suddenly everyone is an expert in parenting and restaurant etiquette and just human anatomy in general. So what do you guys think? Our number is 702-364-9400. Here's what happened. A mom is out at a restaurant with her family. Her toddler gets hungry, so she nurses him right there at the table. And someone decides this is breaking news, records her without her consent, by the way,
oof,
uploads the video to social media. Of course, the comments section immediately goes wild. Half of the people are cheering her on saying, hey, it's a basic right. Kids get hungry. Let moms do what moms need to do, right? The other half, they're clutching their pearls over breastfeeding at a restaurant, saying there should be boundaries when it comes to feeding a toddler in public. Meanwhile, the mom is just trying to have a meal and not have her toddler have a meltdown.
Question, is the mom covered up? You know how some moms will have like a shawl over, or is she straight up toddler and breast?
She's got her boob out and the toddler is right on it. There's no blanket. There's no nothing. So what do you guys think in a situation like that? She did respond, by the way, and she said she was being discreet. She wasn't disrupting anyone. She was just sitting at the table and doing it. And she was actually talking about what people were going to order there. And for the record, breastfeeding is protected by law in most states and no age limit on the child. And I think that's what's bothering people, is that this was not a baby, but a toddler. So socially, you know, the debate is alive and well, especially, you know, when they're not a tiny little baby anymore. So what do you think? 702-364-9400. Why, if this bothers you, why? Where do you stand? Is this just another example of the internet kind of policing motherhood? And do you think there should be rules for breastfeeding in public?
I mean, I don't have kids. I've never breastfed. So I don't know what that's like to be out in public and knowing that your child is hungry. But if it was right now and I had a toddler and, you know, I don't know everyone's circumstances in that sense, I would do it. I would need to do what needs to be done. I wouldn't be shaming this mother for what she needed to do for her toddler, regardless of age. If she needs to feed her child, she needs to feed her child.
And that's what I think most people are debating. Like, should there be age considerations when it comes to breastfeeding in public? And to me, I've seen it several times, all ages, from newborn to like 3 years old. At least it appears. I don't know for sure. I don't even like give it a second thought, honestly, and just like, oh, she's feeding her kid. Like it, but some people, it very much bothers them. And then also on the other side of it, where she was being recorded without her consent. Let's talk to Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca. Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, ladies. I have a pretty strong opinion about it. I can't lie. I have two children of my own. I breastfed both of them for 16 months for the first and 18 months for the second. I am a very modest person, so I always try to cover myself up just because of myself. However, once I got past the first year, honestly, you kind of just get to the point that, you know, the ends justify the means. You have to feed your child when they're hungry. You have to do what you need to do. And if other people are uncomfortable with it, that's more on them than it is on you. That's what they're there for. Your breasts are made to feed your children.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's their purpose. That's their goal. So
has anyone ever said anything to you, Rebecca, about breastfeeding in public? Have you ever had anyone say anything to you?
Yeah, I actually had a younger woman. I mean, at the time when I was breastfeeding my kids, I was in my late 20s, and I had a girl probably about 5 years younger than me tell me, oh, that's disgusting. I had a girlfriend who was a nurse who told me, I can't believe a nurse of all people, which was hilarious to me. She had kids, and she chose not to breastfeed, and that's everybody's right. I chose to breastfeed. I thought that was, you know, the best way for me. And she told me that, I can't believe you're going to do that. That's so weird to have your baby attached to you in that way. Mm. And being a mom who did breastfeed, that bond is so strong when you're breastfeeding that I can't believe anybody wouldn't try it. But I don't judge.
Yeah, I tried it, Rebecca. I got to admit, I'm jealous of you. I was one of those moms that wanted so badly to breastfeed, and neither of my girls would, like, I could never get them to properly latch. And then when I finally did, I found out I did not produce enough milk to keep them like fed. And so one of my daughters had to go back into the hospital because she got jaundice because she wasn't getting enough nutrients from me. And I felt like such a failure. And so when I see moms that are able to do that, to breastfeed, there's like a good jealousy there. Like that's awesome. I'm so glad you get to do that. I wish I got to have that experience, you know?
I won't lie. My kids are 14 and 16 now. And I mean, I don't miss it in the sense of like, oh, I'm going to cry about it. But I miss that bonding time. That is such a unique feeling that you get from that. And I'm sad when people don't get to feel that. And it's unfortunate when, you know, it doesn't work out.
And it's unfortunate when you get shamed for just trying to be a mom. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Let's talk to Naomi. Hey, Naomi, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's perfectly fine. I mean, everyone else is eating out in public, so why can't the baby? I mean, it's just that. People really need to desexualize their mind. A lot of people that are uncomfortable with it think of it in that way instead of in a way of actually feeding their child or as a necessity of, you know, the child growing. It's just ridiculous how people go crazy like that. And then they think it's okay to record her without her consent. That's just another thing that's just ridiculous. Where people's brains are today, I just don't understand it.
I think a lot of people probably agree with you, Naomi. That's, I mean, if seeing a mom feed her kid makes you uncomfortable, you're not forced to watch.
Nope.
You know, our next move.
Yeah.
You could look a different way.
Yeah, you're eating at dinner. Go and be in the present with the person that you're eating dinner with, not at the other table where she's breastfeeding.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, supporting breastfeeding in public kind of normalizes it for the future generation. So it makes it easier for a lot of people. But it's definitely one of those topics that you hear from both sides on it. And if you want more info on it, we'll post a link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A man is facing child pornography charges after police claim he hid cameras inside bathrooms at a home and a restaurant. It happened on April 17th. An 18-year-old woman reported to police that she found a hidden camera inside the women's restroom at a restaurant on West Charleston. According to the arrest report, I just want to make sure I get clarification on the restaurant.
I've heard of the restaurant, yes.
Is it John Cutter. So apparently she told police she was eating with her grandma when she was there. She went to the bathroom, and when she was in the bathroom, she noticed a black USB block which was plugged in under an air freshener, and she thought it was weird, so she pulled it out of the wall. She saw there was an SD card in there. She told her grandma, and then later took the USB port, put it in her pocket, and then she took it to the police station to file a report. She told police she did not ask anyone at the restaurant about the camera. She did not say anything about the camera. And when they examined the footage, they found video of a man who was later identified as Christopher Cohen walking around what appeared to be a residential kitchen. Another video showed the camera placed in the women's bathroom by a man matching his description, and it captured three women using the restroom. You could see what was going on down there. And then there were other videos on the memory card that showed, like I said, a residential bathroom, and one video showed a 13-year-old girl going to the bathroom.
I don't know why people think that this is okay, or what is going on in their mind to think that they can do this type of stuff.
Well, just like people, sometimes I just wonder, like, what is wrong with you? Like, why do you want videos of this? Like, what has happened to you that makes you think like doing something like this would even be, like, the morality on it, you know? It's just, I don't know. It surpasses me.
And then
me.
Now, every time I go to a bathroom, now I'm going to be, like,
Totally paranoid. Yeah, exactly. Also this morning, so if you're a Fortnite fan, some good news. Fortnite is back on the Apple App Store, kind of. So the video game is on the App Store, but it can also be downloaded through a link shared in the post on the Epic Games X account announcing the return. The game was taken off the store for 5 years after Epic updated its game all over the web to take payments directly instead of through Apple's in-app payment feature. They didn't like that. So the whole decision started a years-long battle with a judge last month ruling Apple cannot charge a commission fee when apps link out for payment. The judge pretty much forced Apple to return the game to the store. Now Apple is fighting that decision.
I know your daughters play Fortnite on their phones. Do they buy anything through there, or do you give them money for it?
We give them gift cards for birthdays and stuff. We'll give them
V-Bucks. Gift
cards. Yeah, the V-Bucks. And so last night, Brooklyn was... She found out the news, and I saw her re-downloading it to her phone. She was all excited about it.
And she's done with school, so she has time?
She's not done yet. Last day is Friday.
Last day is Friday. Yeah. When is her last final?
Probably Friday, I'm guessing.
Oh, boy.
I know yesterday she had one. She's got one today. But it's also like they got yearbooks yesterday, so I think like she's so focused on getting her yearbook signed and all this. I'm like, I hope you are studying, girl. Like, what?
are you studying or are you coloring on your yearbooks?
We're running late, so I am going to save this last one for the next hot three. We'll talk about, is using a coupon first date a turn on or a turn off? We'll talk about a new study. All of that's coming up. It's mixed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
94.1. It's time for Beat Mercedes.
Hello.
Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
You would think by now I realize we have this produced open that we do, but no, I just am ready to talk. It's just because I'm excited. I really want to get a winner here for Beat Mercedes. And Nicole, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Are you ready to do this, Nicole?
I think so.
Okay, you just have to guess the song faster than I can. Neither of us know what this song is going to be that they have picked out, but it may be your lucky day. If you do get it faster than I can, artist and title, You're going to get a $975 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay, I am leaving the studio right now. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you.
She's focused, Nicole. Okay, all right. Mercedes is leaving. Nicole, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it. We stop the clock. And then within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Because the next sound that you hear is the song for Beat Mercedes. And that song starts now.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day.
Ooh.
Ooh, baby, I love you.
Dang it.
Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes. And they're moving.
And that's 20 seconds. Nicole, any guesses?
I do not. My husband's going to kill me.
Oh, he is? Oh, is he into this kind of music?
He is.
Oh, man. No. That's all good, Nicole. We're going to bring Mercedes in, okay?
Mercedes. Okay.
All right, Nicole. You said you just dropped your daughter Jordan off at school. Is that right?
Yes.
Where does she go to school?
Sue Morrow.
And are you guys excited for summer break?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Okay, let's do this. Mercedes is back.
Hello, hello.
Hello, you ready? Oh,
yeah. Yes, I am ready.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love
got it.
Okay.
Oh, baby, I love your way.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the name of the group for sure. Is it like Big Mountain?
Final answer?
No. It's not UB40, is it? No, it's Big Mountain.
Okay.
Oh, I'm having regrets. I think it's UB40.
You think it's UB40, but you went with Big Mountain, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you stop the clock, 8.7 seconds.
Which is slow.
I know. I knew the name of the song, but I can't figure out the name of the group.
You're right, Mercedes. Baby, I Love Your Way by Big Mountain is the correct answer.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
You're playing with us, Mert. You're playing with us.
I'm not. That is okay.
But Nicole went the full 20, and she said, my husband's going to kill me. I don't know this song.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a hard one. I only remember the group Big Mountain because I had this CD, and I didn't buy it. I don't know how I got it. I remember there's a sun on the cover of it, and it's like orange and green, and it was the weirdest thing. It's like, do you ever have a CD and you're like, where did this even come from?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a CD. Yeah, it was. So, well, gosh, guess what that means? Tomorrow, $1,000 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And right now, here it is. You're not going to ever forget this Big Mountain. Baby, I Love Your Way. It's Mix 94.1. X94.1, it's Mercedes and the morning, and it is time for Say What with Steph. Steph goes to local elementary schools and talks to the kids, gets their perspective on life, on pop culture, on all sorts of things. And we try to guess if we can figure out where their mind is at. Where did you go this past week?
I went to Vegas Verde Elementary School. I interviewed 6 kids. And this round of Say What with Steph, I wanted them to see if they could finish the popular movie line. Okay?
Okay.
So I asked them a certain question. I said, what's your favorite movie? How old are you? And I gave them a popular movie quote. Now, Mercedes and Ramon, just based off that information alone of the kid, I want you to see if they'll guess it right or if they'll guess it wrong.
Okay, this is going to be tough. I think it really depends on the movie. Like,
yeah.
What generation of movie are we going? Are we talking to them? Are we going old school? This should be interesting.
Yes.
All right. Let's do this.
So let's start with a, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a say what?
Say what?
All right, Mercedes, let's start with kid number 1. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
My name is Sebastian, and I'm 7 years old. My favorite movie is the Wild Robot movie.
Oh, I love that. Okay, you're going to finish the movie line, okay? Uh-huh. I feel the need for...
Okay, first of all, Sebastian, you are a gentleman and a scholar. The fact that you love the movie The Wild Robot means that you are so smart.
So good.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Yep. I feel the need for blank. I think we know that's from Top Gun, right?
Yeah.
So I feel the need for speed. Will Sebastian know that? I feel like Top Gun is one of those movies that has spanned generations. I think Sebastian's parents probably had Sebastian watch that movie. So I think Sebastian will know that the answer is speed on that.
Okay, let's see what he says.
I feel the need for
my friends.
Oh. He's not wrong.
He's not, but he's not right either. Could you imagine if Maverick said that to Goose? I mean, there may have been a different ending if he would have said that. Oh. I feel the need for my friends.
Oh. Changed the movie entirely.
I love Sebastian.
Let's continue with Sebastian Mercedes, okay? Let's see if he can finish this movie quote.
You can't handle the...
That's You Can't Handle the Truth. And that is from A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I'm going to say Sebastian does not know what that movie is.
Okay, let's see what he says.
You can't handle the...
pressure.
Oh, his answers are so good, though.
They're so
good.
All right, let's move on to the next kid, Ramon. This is Mateo, okay?
My name is Mateo. I'm 10 years old. My favorite movie is The Avengers Warzone.
Perfect. Okay, finish this movie line, okay? Say hello to my little...
So, say hello to my little friend from Scarface, right? Al Pacino. I'm going to say he does know this because Scarface is so well known, like Mercedes said, beyond generations.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
Let's see what Mateo says.
Say hello to my little...
Brother.
Brother. Say hello to my little brother.
So no, Mateo did not know that one.
Aww.
I know. Okay, let's move on to the next kid. Mercedes, this is Genesis.
Okay.
My name is Genesis. I'm 9 years old, and my favorite movie is Max 2, the White House Hero.
Perfect. Okay, you're going to finish the famous movie quote, okay? I feel the need for... Do you think Genesis gets this right?
Question, what movie is that?
Max 2. I think that's the dog movie.
It's about a dog that is like the Secret Service.
Is that the one with Channing Tatum?
No. Who's in that?
Who voices the dog?
I don't know, but I know the movie. I know the movie.
Sorry.
I'm going to say, you know, Max 2, that's a very like... niche audience, and I'm going to say that maybe we don't get this one.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Let's see what Genesis says.
I feel the need for
helping people.
Oh my gosh. I mean, these kids just make me fall in love with them. For helping people? Are you kidding?
They're so sweet, but they're also
speed.
Not knowledgeable.
It's not helping people. Oh my gosh. I love them.
All right. Let's move on to the next kid, Ramon. Okay. Here is Aylin.
My name is Aylin, and my age is 9 years old, and my favorite movie is Moana.
Ooh. Perfect. Okay, finish the movie line. You can't handle the...
That movie is such a courtroom drama. It'll bore these kids. They'll fall asleep halfway through. There's no way.
Okay, let's see what Aylin says. You can't handle the...
roller coaster.
You can't handle the roller coaster.
Like, imagine if these kids really renamed all these popular movie quotes.
Seriously, if she's talking about the one at New York, she's not wrong.
Right.
That is, if you want to get bruised all over your back.
Yeah, that one hurts.
That one hurts.
Mercedes, here is Matthew.
My name is Matthew. I'm 9 years old. And my favorite movie is One Piece.
Nice. Okay, we're going to finish the famous movie line. You ready? I feel the need for...
Does Matthew know the movie Top Gun? I'm going to say Matthew does not. I think Matthew's world is... He said One Piece. I think that's kind of his world. So
yeah.
I'm going to go a no on that one.
Okay. I feel the need for...
water.
Water.
Vegas is hot. You need to stay hydrated.
I feel the need for water.
Not wrong on that either. Okay, let's finish up with the last kid.
Okay, yeah, last one here.
Ramon, here's Oliver.
My name's Oliver. I'm 6.5 years old. My favorite movie's Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Finish the famous movie line. I feel the need for...
He sounds like a horror guy. He likes to stab into slashers. He's probably way too young anyways. No, definite, 100% no.
Okay.
I feel the need for...
to sleep.
Oliver is my kind of guy.
No kidding. I'm going to say that tonight when I go to bed. I feel the need to sleep.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Gabby, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo! Oh my gosh, good morning.
How are you feeling this morning? You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
I don't know if I'm ready. I'm shaking. Oh! I'm like, I can't believe I got through. So.
Are you by yourself this morning, or do you have someone helping you out?
I'm by myself. I just dropped off my son, and I'm like, come back out.
No, you got this. You got this, Gabby. Maybe this will allow you to really focus and concentrate here. It's just 10 questions. You answer all 10 of them correctly, and you're going to Disneyland. We'll have 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets for you to the Disneyland Resort. Ready to win this? Oh.
I hope. It would be amazing.
Okay.
You guys got this. Okay. Gabby, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
In the movie Encanto, what family member do we not talk about?
Bruno.
Yes. What animal is Chick-fil-A's mascot?
A cow.
Yes. What is the process called where plants turn sunlight into energy?
Pass.
In what Disney movie would you find Captain Jack Sparrow?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. Which artist sculpted the famous Statue of David?
Pass.
What does AMA in the AMA Awards stand for?
Academy of AMA. Academy of Music Awards.
No. What do you call the French soft cheese known for its creamy texture and edible white rind?
Brie.
Yes. The Web Slingers ride in California Adventure is based on what superhero?
Spider-Man.
Yes. In the nursery rhyme, the wheels on the bus go what?
Round and round.
Yes. What is the... Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Gabby, you did really well. You got stuck on a couple. The process that where the plants turn sunlight into energy, that's photosynthesis.
No.
And then the artist that sculpted the famous Statue of David, do you remember that one?
It's Michelangelo, yes! Or something like that. I don't know.
No, I'm so sorry, Gabby. If it makes you feel any better, we didn't make the question. So even if you would have gotten those right, I don't know, maybe you would have had more
and
time.
And what does AMA stand for?
American Music Awards. Oh, American Music Awards. So.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Weddings, they can be over the top, but now the trend is to go small and to go intimate. A new survey found that 67% of people are seeing a rise in micro weddings. 68% of people say they've attended one or have been invited to one. What's a micro wedding? It consists of 10 to 30 guests. It includes a couple, the parents, immediate family that the couple is close to, and instead of a big reception or dinner at a restaurant is what's actually preferred. Wedding experts say why this trend is rising. They say with a smaller guest list, couples can actually genuinely connect with each person who attends because there's no rush to greet hundreds, and couples can truly enjoy the company of their closest loved ones.
I love this. I'm actually going to a micro wedding next month, and they didn't have any crazy engagement photos. They didn't do any save the dates. They just texted me and James. They said, hey, June 21st, you down to come to San Diego? we're getting married. First, James and I are like, oh my God, what? Of course, we'll be there. We get a text, like an evite. Like, it's not an evite. It's just one of those little sites that you can just put, hey, June 21st, blah, blah, blah. 50 people are going to be invited. I know it's not the 10 to 30 that you're saying, but I consider that a micro wedding.
And it's on the smaller side, absolutely. And it sounds like it was just kind of thrown together. But I love this idea of 10 to 30 people. You can talk to everyone. It's not like overwhelming, you know? And there were people at my wedding that I only invited because my parents made me invite, you know? It's like the guy that my dad worked with for 20 years, like, I don't know this guy. Why is he even here? And he came. I mean, he was nice and stuff, but it was like, whoa, hello.
He was there for the free food and the free drinks.
Exactly. Also this morning, it's officially okay to use a coupon on a first date. That's according to new research. A survey found that the majority of Americans said using a coupon is perfectly acceptable. 56% said that. 61% said frugality is actually a very attractive trait in a partner. So, you know, I feel like there's a common theme here with costs and expenses and in a world of tariffs and economic uncertainty and inflation and stuff. It seems being a deal maker is not a deal breaker, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Okay, but let's take it back to when you and Matt maybe started dating. Times were a little bit different. Do you think that if on a first date Matt took you out and he paid with a coupon, where was your guys' first date again?
Applebee's, Spring Mountain and Rainbow.
That's right. You guys go there, he pulls out an Applebee's coupon. What would you feel?
I would be okay with it because I actually, it would be me with the coupon. I love using coupons and gift cards and getting a deal. I feel like, why pay the full price when you really don't have to? So that would have actually made me more attracted to him. I would be like, okay, this guy saves money. This guy's not an overzealous spender. I like it. So I would not have been turned off by that at all. Would you have been with James?
I wouldn't have been turned off, but I think what gets me is the rewards thing.
Like, oh, I love when people use their rewards. I think that's so cool. You get a free Pazookie because you go to BJ so many times. Like, that's cool.
Hey, can you make sure you just scan my QR code on the way out? I got a free Pazookie.
I don't know. Come on. You're still all about saving money. I'm all for it.
I guess.
Finally, this morning, speaking of going out to eat, if you hit up a restaurant today, make sure you leave a half decent tip because it's National Wait Staff Day. And it's supposed to be a day to honor servers, bartenders, baristas, and thank them for dealing with all of our annoying requests. So you may not want to tip, though, after hearing some of these stats. There's a recent survey from BuzzFeed, and they pulled thousands of current and former servers, and they asked some fun questions. First of all, have you ever been a server in a restaurant?
I haven't.
You haven't? No. Ramon, have you ever been a server in a restaurant?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, but then I guess I'm the only one who can answer these then. Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten food off of a customer's plate was one of the questions they asked. And 32% said yes. Ooh. They have. I can honestly say I never did that.
Not even like a French fry? No. That's hanging out
if it fell or if it was, yeah. I'm the person who would get caught doing it, so I never went there. Have you ever dated or hooked up with a cook? 25% said yes. And I would be one of the 25%.
Mercedes, how did that happen?
I was working at this restaurant and one of the cooks, his name was Josh, I remember. And he's like, hey, do you want to hang out after work? And I was like, okay. And so
I love your old Mercedes voice. Okay.
So he was going to a friend's party and he took me to this party and everyone's like, who is this? And he's like, I work with her. And I was like, hi guys. And they were like, I don't know, they were just not having me there. So after that, we never went out again, but it was so awkward seeing him at work.
I was gonna ask you that. So awkward. What was his name again?
Josh.
So yeah. You and Josh, how long did you guys work together before he asked you
it
out?
Was just a we just worked together for the summer, so maybe it was like 3 weeks into my summer job, and then I had to work the rest of the summer with him.
Do you think Josh ate food off of people's
I would see him back there like making himself sandwiches all the time.
Unattractive.
And then last one, have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage? Would you guys do that if you had the chance? I mean, it's like a full rum and coke. They maybe took one sip of it. Would you do it?
No.
You were a bartender, yeah, not even one?
Just tossed it out. No, yeah, right. That's a big corporate job. That's fired on the spot. Drinking on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What happens, though? Because I've seen people do this where they're like, let's do shots. We want to buy you a shot. And some of the bartenders will drink the shot.
That's more of like a mom-pop shot bar. Oh. You know, like a PT's even maybe. But at a big corporate stuff, like anyone on the strip, yeah, that's a, you deny them.
Did anyone ever offer to buy you a shot?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
And you would turn down every single one?
Had to, yeah.
You can't even like keep it for later?
No.
He's got like a locker full of shots ready to go.
They're still there now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules. Live from the Paul Powell
Studio. Hey, Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Last week of school for Clark County. It's hard to believe summer is right around the corner. And you know what that means? When we talk summer, we got to talk about summer anthems. And Spotify, they just dropped their official 2025 songs of the summer predictions. And let me tell you, first of all, this list is long. It's like 30 songs.
Oh boy.
Deep. I went through every single one of them and was listening to them. And apparently Spotify is really hedging their bets this year, because basically every song you've either heard on TikTok, it's someone who's touched a festival stage, or it's like a pop hit with the word night. Basically is what I've concluded. So in no particular order, I'm going to give you some of these songs, okay? What they're predicting the song of the summer will be. And I want to hear what you guys are predicting. What do you think will be the song of the summer? I think we could all agree. Well, I don't know, maybe not. I think the two big songs of last summer had to be Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter and Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Oh my God, everywhere.
I feel like those were the two songs.
And then when we did Song of the Summer personally for Mercedes in the Morning, Too Sweet by Hozier won. No,
that one won,
like,
right?
Why? I'm sorry, but Espresso should have won that for last year.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one, but we listen to the votes, we listen to the people. So just based on what you're hearing right now, what do you think this year's Song of the Summer is going to be? 702-364-9400. Here are some of their predictions. This one we play right now on Mix 94.1. Alex Warden's Ordinary, they say, is going to be huge.
I love this song.
I love it too. But it doesn't scream Song of the Summer to me.
Okay.
Like, to me, Song of the Summer should have, like, some, like, I don't know, tempo.
And this is kind of like a melodrama. Got it.
I love the song, though. I love it. But this is one of theirs. Another one of their predictions. Mystical Magical by Benson Boone.
Do you think this screams summer?
I love this song. I don't know. It's not screaming summer to me, though.
But it has that tempo that you're asking for.
Yeah, it does. There's a very special recipe in my mind for a summer song.
Okay.
What do you guys think about this one? Charlie XCX, Party For You.
I love Charlie, but a little too slow for me.
A little slow. It's not going to be Brat Summer again.
I don't think it's Brat Summer. This is like fall sweet.
I can see that.
I don't know.
See that. Okay. How about this one? Is it Stacy? Is it Becky?
Is it Keisha? I like this song.
This is Nokia by Drake. And they say this is going to be one of the big songs of the summer.
Who's calling my phone? I like this song personally. I'm still debating if I think it's going to be Song of the Summer, though.
This is my least favorite part of the song. We're baby girl.
It's funny how, like, people and rappers have evolved, especially Drake. Because when I hear Drake songs from back in the day to now, I'm like, interesting choice of how you wanted to mash that part up.
Baby girl. We're talking about songs of the summer. What are the big songs of the summer going to be? We want to know what you think they are. 702-364-9400. Here's another one that Spotify predicted. Like Jenny by Jenny from Blackpink. I feel like this song has already kind of hit a peak.
I agree.
I'm surprised that they put this. It's a great song.
I don't know if there's going to have a resurgence, though. For me, I don't think Jenny's Like Jenny will come back and be like, oh my God, this is Song of the Summer.
Yeah, when Jennifer Lopez uses Like Jenny for one of her TikToks, then I'm like, okay, nah, we're done. You know? you're not the Like Jenny. This is Jenny's Jenny. You're not the Like Jenny. But anyway. And then this one by a group called Cat's Eye. Gnarly. Oh, I'm legit. I love how they changed it for the radio-friendly version.
This is one of the songs that I cannot escape when I open social media.
Oh.
So Cat's Eye, if you don't know, they're a K-pop group that just formed, and it was like a Netflix show, and I'm obsessed with Cat's Eye. So this possibly might be my song of the summer.
Okay. Well, we'll give our predictions in a second. I just want to go over a couple other ones because you guys may not have heard this. This, to me, is my favorite song right now. I'm infatuated by this song, and it's by Somber. It's called Back to Friends. And this is on the list. I don't know if it's a song of the summer, though.
I heard the song, love it. The lyrics hit me, but I just don't know, if that has that song of the summer feeling.
What about this one by the Marías, No One Noticed? I love these songs, but they're not like summer.
Unless you're thinking about like campfire songs. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like a bonfire or something on the beach. This one Sophie mentioned to us during Sophie Says. Role Model. That feeling's coming around. Okay, so we want to take your calls now at 702-364-9400. What is your vote for Song of the Summer? It could be through any of those that we just mentioned from the Spotify list. It could be your own song that you are obsessed with right now. Call us up, let us know what you think, and then we'll give our selections for Song of the Summer coming up next. Will we hit the jackpot? Will we hit another espresso? Or will it be like, baby girl? I don't know. We'll see. We'll do that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Up in the clouds, my dad is know we found. That, according to Spotify, is going to be one of the songs of the summer. It's Ordinary by Alex Warren. What do you guys think? We've been talking about this list that they just came out with. It's 30 songs deep. There's a lot of songs out there. We talked about some of them earlier. They include songs like Mystical Magical by Benson Boone. What else is on here? We've got Gnarly by Cat's Eye. What do you guys think as far as Song of the Summer? Last year, it has to be Espresso or Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like those were the ones. But this year, I feel like it's a little more difficult. So we're going to make our predictions now. And let's see. We'll have to come back at the end of the summer and see how we did. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll give you my predictions right now. I've got two. I'm just going with two because I feel like Espresso and Not Like Us, we kind of had two songs of the summer last year. So one we've talked about on the show. We just mentioned it. By Role Model, Sally When the Wine Runs Out. I really feel like this has a summer feel. I love this song. Just so you know, Role Model is one guy. And I don't know. I love the feel of this. I can see myself driving with the windows down if I were not in Las Vegas and it would scorch me to death. But like in another city where it's a little cooler, I can see myself listening to this song in the summer.
Yeah, I feel like Song of the Summer, a recipe is like easy lyrics that are catchy and fun, upbeat, and kind of nostalgic. So I agree with you on this song on how it could be that nostalgic feeling.
Yeah, I totally agree with your recipe. I never really was able to put it into words, and I think you are absolutely right on
that. Yeah.
The other song that my prediction for Song of the Summer this year is she's going on tour, and she's coming to Las Vegas. Lord, what was that? I feel like this has had a slow build, and I feel like it's on its way. I feel like it's one of those hidden gems that people are still kind of sitting on and stewing on and not really ready to jump on. But I say, give it some time. It's going to start growing on you, especially when that chorus kicks in and she's like, what was that?
And then the bass drops. Yeah. Huh? This part right here?
Yeah. I don't know. I have a feeling about this song. I feel like this is going to be one of the songs of the summer.
I've been sleeping on this song because you kind of sold it on me. I wasn't really like, oh my God, I got to play What Was That by Lord. But now I'm like, huh, am I, you know, underestimating this song?
It takes a little while on it. I was the same way. I was lukewarm to it when it came out. And the more I listen to it, the more I love it. So those are my two songs of the summer predictions. What do you have?
Okay, I'm going to go with you on the first one, which is Sally When the Wine Runs Out. Sally. I believe that this song could really, really do wonders on the charts.
Yeah.
And it's just growing. But my second song that I'm completely obsessed with, I'm doing the dance in my living room, and I just love the group, and that's Gnarly by Cat's Eye. It's fun. It's in your face. The music video is fun and funny. It's only a 2.5 minute song, so it gets right to the point. So I think people are sitting on this song, Gnarly by Cat's Eye.
When it first came out, I was like, this is the most ridiculous song I've ever heard. Like, and you saw the hate from the fans.
Yes.
They were like, but I'll admit, as time goes on, I'm warming up to it. That part where they go, everything's gnarly.
Yes. And then I just love the dancers. Like, the Daniela's my favorite person in Cat's Eye. She crushes it in that video.
I have to go back and watch. But okay, those are really good choices. Ramon, what are your picks for Song of the Summer?
All right. I have three, actually. But my number one is going to be Alex Warren, Ordinary. I already have that on my gym list. And I think it has enough beat where you could, rock your head to it.
You think so? I think so. I love the song. I mean, I am in love with it, but it does not scream summer to me.
I was going to say, yeah, the only problem is you probably won't hear this song at any pool parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of like, oh.
Okay, Ramon.
It turns it down.
Interesting.
And then the other two is I'm going to go with one of these K-pop songs. These are my either Jenny or Cat's Eye. These are the first time I hear these, and I'm in here rocking.
You're loving these.
Yeah, and I'm not a K-pop person, but I'm feeling them, both of them.
Yeah, there's definitely the energy that you need for a summer song.
These will be at the pool parties.
Yeah. So we're getting some text here, and this one was actually on the Spotify list from Michelle. She said, "I think the song of the summer is Mutt by Leon Thomas." Have you guys heard that song before?
Yes. Everywhere.
I love this song.
It's a happy summer song.
Too slow.
You think it's too slow?
I feel like it picks up a little bit. I don't know. It has summer vibes to me. Like,
yes.
At the beach, chill. And he's from Victorious. He was Andre Victorious. Yes. I love him.
So I agree with Mutt. I don't think it's upbeat, but I think summer, like you're waking up in the morning and it's going to be a nice summer day. Maybe not at a party, but like the summer feeling.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we can all agree that no matter where you are in the summer, when this song comes on, it is definitely a vibe. It is a summer song that is a summer song every summer.
Yes!
So this is our third prediction. Tipsy by Jaquan will also be the song of the summer.
The song of the century.
Yes! All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And we've got your summer covered. We've got a 4-pack of tickets right now to Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. You can cool down this summer at either park. Thrilling slides, attractions, a wave pool, the lazy river, so much more. It is the best way to spend a summer day with your family and friends. And caller 20 right now, you are going to get the tickets when you win Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Crystal. You are caller 20.
Yay. Yay.
Are you ready to do this, Crystal? We have Cowabunga Bay passes for you if you win.
I sure am.
Okay, so here's the deal. We have 3 categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with valedictorian, queen bee, or play it by ear?
Play it by ear.
Play it by ear. Okay, National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. It's Thursday. So these are all different kinds of musical instruments. Is this not something you are well versed in?
I mean, I am, but sort of.
You gotta have faith. I'm gonna pull through for you. We're gonna get this.
Okay,
you ready? We just need 6 and 60 seconds, okay?
Okay,
let's do it.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You strum one of these. It has 6 strings.
A guitar?
Yes. You bang on these with sticks.
Drums?
Yes. You put this under your chin and you have a bow.
A violin?
And, yes. You blow in this and it's like,
a flute or
yes,
a
flute, yes. It's got keys, white ones and black ones.
Piano.
Yes. You blow into this, it's like
a trumpet?
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Wait, what was your trumpet impression, please?
I don't even know what that was. You are literally a genius, Crystal, for being able to figure out my terrible impression of instruments. But I told you were going to win. You just got a 4-pack of tickets to Cowabunga Bay. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Nice way to kick off the summer, and we've got you taken care of. We're going to have these tickets for you all week long. Your next chance to win will be same time tomorrow morning with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the U.S. Senate, they passed the No Tax on Tips Act with a unanimous 100-0 vote, which is a surprise move that removes federal income tax on tips for service workers like waiters and bartenders and hairdressers. And the bill, which was introduced by Jackie Rosen here of Nevada and Ted Cruz of Texas, That would let workers keep more of their tip money, and the act allows a deduction of up to $25,000 for cash tips, but workers must report tips to their employers. The Senate passed it quickly by unanimous consent, showing strong support for service workers who rely on these tips.
That is incredible news. And not only that, but does it say when it'll go into effect?
Doesn't it have to go to the House now for a vote?
Okay,
yeah, it
gotcha.
Has to go to the House now. And then if it gets passed, then it means more money.
My government class, I didn't do so well. So it goes here.
So you know how it works. It's all right.
Tell me how it is again.
The bill now goes to the House for a vote. And okay. So, yeah, hey, it's been a while since we've been
exactly.
in school. It's all good.
Yes.
Also this morning, we have not seen Taylor Swift on social media since her Eras Tour wrapped. And she popped up this week. And she popped up in an interesting place. So Kobe Bryant's daughter, Natalia Bryant, she posted a video to TikTok to celebrate her graduation from USC. And in the video, she is standing with her arms wrapped around three friends as they sing along to Taylor's Nothing New.
How can a person know everything at 18, but nothing at 22? And we still won't be. Nothing new.
How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And will you still want me when I'm nothing new? So enter Taylor Swift, who liked the post. It is well known that the entire Bryant family, they have been Swifties for years. Swifties are now melting down with commenting, oh my God, Taylor liked it. This is such a cute sign of life. People are saying mother is active again. And that, coupled with the fact that her song was on The Handmaid's Tale
mm-hmm.
this past week, they say that Taylor is coming out of hibernation and something big is about to happen. Well, she announced Rep TV on the American Music Awards. Everyone seems to think that's what's going to happen.
I think so too. And just going back to like Kobe's kids and their whole entire family being Swifties, when I saw the Eras Tour film.
Oh.
You already know
you
what
cried.
I'm about to say.
You cried.
Bawled my eyes out. James, who's not much of a Swiftie, we're in the movie theater. You see Kobe's daughter get the hat during, 22?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole theater, there was no dry eye during that part of the movie.
It was such a, honestly, I watched compilations of the 22 hat giveaway, and every single kid just looks so excited. And that's one thing. Okay, so it's when people return from the military.
Oh, yes.
It's the military ceremonies where you have to get tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, those make me cry every single time. That and the 22 hat.
Oh, that and anything with dogs.
Oh,
for me.
Seriously, it's crazy what can make me cry on social media.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, it's the ultimate hygiene debate. Americans are deeply divided. I just did an informal poll on my TikTok live, and it was 50-50. Like, so I don't know. What do you think? This Sleep Foundation survey found that 42% of adults start their day with a shower. 25% wait to wash before they go to bed. What are the other people doing is my question. But there is a president of microbiology at the University of Leicester in the UK and says there is a clear answer when it comes to keeping bacteria, dust mites, all that stuff at bay. And there's a surprise player in all of this, and that is your sheets. So according to them, your body and your hair, they pick up a mixture of pollutants and allergens and sweat and oil throughout the day, and that feeds bacteria, and that can disrupt your skin's natural microbiome. At the end of the day, whether you shower in the morning or night is really a matter of personal preference, but they emphasize that one thing is non-negotiable: cleaning your bedding regularly.
Yes! I mean, geez, no offense to guys, but I've met a lot of guys who just don't clean their sheets often. And when I dated a certain gentleman, I mean, I don't know if he was much of a gentleman because he didn't clean his sheets ever.
Really?
I would have to like forcefully be like, I am waking up tomorrow morning. We are getting up and we're going down to the laundromat because all of his bedding didn't fit. I don't know if it was just laziness, but people at least twice a month, I think.
That I think you should do it more than that. I feel like it's a once a week kind of thing. You think about, would you wear the same outfit for a week straight? I mean, you're sleeping in there. Okay, let's go to a guy and ask Ramon. You are married.
Hello.
But how often do you guys clean your sheets?
Our pillowcases, once a week.
Okay.
Our sheets, every other week.
Every other?
That's respectable. Yes. I will give you that.
Okay, but before you were married?
You got to ask my mama.
Oh, mom did it. Okay.
I have no idea.
That's sweet. Because I've met gentlemen, they never did it. And it was just so disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would, yeah, you'd have to ask her. I have no idea.
I just feel like that's one of those, like, I don't even sleep in my sheets. I sleep on top of my sheets, but I still wash my sheets, even though I don't even sleep in them.
Okay, but you're sleeping, the way you sleep, you have like a normal comforter as your quote unquote sheet?
No, I roll the comforter down. And I sleep on, we have a sheet. Okay, we got the fitted sheet. Then we have the top sheet. Then we have a blanket. And I sleep on top of the blanket and I cover myself with another blanket.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that blanket that you're sleeping right on top of, when's the last time you cleaned that?
I clean that with the sheets. Like, it's all together because that thing, oh, if I didn't clean that, that would be really bad.
What about your actual pillows? Not your pillowcase. When's the last time you cleaned your pillows?
Oh, man.
Never.
Never.
Never?
Never.
I just replace someone as needed, you know?
Maybe the Lysol spray?
Some Febreze?
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and every month we look for our Mercedes in the morning teacher of the month. Last month of the school year, and we got some incredible nominations, and we have Jack and Jennifer on the phone. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, Jack, you and your mom, Jennifer, nominated your teacher, Mrs. Honey, which I already am in love with her. What a great name. Tell us why you guys nominated Mrs. Honey.
She's like the best teacher
over. Oh, I was reading your nomination, and Jennifer, tell us how she has changed Jack's life.
She's just the most amazing woman. Her energy is so intoxicating. Everything she does, she incorporates her energy into, and when it comes to learning and teaching, it just makes it such a fun environment for them. And I see him come home from school and he talks about his day and he's so happy. And it's almost like they forgot that they learned stuff.
And as a result of this, you said that the students in her class just show huge academic and personal growth.
Yeah, absolutely. They have excelled consistently every single test they have taken this year. Every test they have done, they've all done better this year.
Jack, what's your favorite part about Mrs. Honey's class?
Probably how kind she is and how she helps people all the time.
Oh, that is just, that warms my heart so much. I'm so excited to tell you guys that Mrs. Honey is our May Teacher of the Month.
Yay!
Isn't that cool? Now, here's the thing. We have her on hold, and I want you guys to help me break the news to her. Are you up for that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's bring her on. Hold on one second. Good morning, Mrs. Honey.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Your energy is intoxicating already. It is so good to talk to you. It's Mercedes and Steph from Mix 94.1, and you were nominated for our May Teacher of the Month by your student Jack and his parents Jennifer and Ryan.
Oh my God! I love Jack!
Well, what's nice is Jack and his mom Jennifer are actually on the phone this morning, and they have some great news for you. Jack, why don't you let Miss Honey know?
Miss Honey, you got nominated for Teacher of the Month.
And you won!
Oh. Yay! Oh my God, I can't believe it! Oh, yeah,
you deserve it, Mrs. Honey. You deserve it.
Yeah, you're the best teacher in the world.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jackie. I just, it makes me cry.
Oh
This is Honey. Let me tell you what they wrote about you. They said, what truly sets Mrs. Honey apart is her exceptional ability to connect with each and every student. She takes the time to understand their individual strengths and needs, creating a classroom environment where every child feels valued, loved, and supported.
Wow, thank you so much.
How long have you been teaching, Mrs. Honey?
I've been teaching 10 years.
And what is it that brings you back year after year?
It's students like Jack. They come in, they want to learn, and it's so exciting to see them excel. And I just want to be sunshine in their soul.
Oh, well, I think you're sunshine in all of our souls.
Same. Wow.
Mrs. Honey, let me tell you what you get for being our May Teacher of the Month. We have a $150 Visa gift card for you from Findlay Chevrolet. We have an additional $150 Visa gift card for you from our friends at Silver State Schools Credit Union. And you get the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophy.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting.
Thank you for what you do for our students. You truly make a difference, Mrs. Honey. And Jack, tell Mrs. Honey one more time what your favorite part of her class is, what you told me.
How she helps everyone, and she's just the best in like the world.
Oh, Jack, thank you so much. I declared today, Jack in the back, in the front, in the side, in the middle, day. Yes, you get to roll. You're ruling the class today, Jack.
We love to see it. Congratulations, Mrs. Honey.
Thank you so much. 94.1 rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.